And good Thursday morning to you. It's 7:11 here on this last day of July. It's July 31st, 2025. We're looking at 74 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you've landed here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, sports, and we always love to throw in some fun along the way. You're listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And welcome in if you're watching us on CN2 or social media. Good morning.
Well, there is a big event happening tomorrow, Friday, August the 1st, at the Charlotte Avenue YMCA. It's Skip's Pancake Breakfast. It is the hottest breakfast in town.
We try. We got a nice crowd, I hope, coming in. So
this takes place tomorrow, Friday, August the 1st, at the Charlotte Avenue YMCA from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Right.
And before we get into all the nuts and bolts, how did this start? How long have you been doing this, Skip?
I think it's like 7 to maybe 8 years. And when I first got there, we would ask the members if they wanted to donate. And I didn't like that idea. So
just flat out donate. Make a donation to the YMCA.
Yeah. Right. So I said to Lamar that I think I'm going to do pancakes. And he looked at me like, what are you? I said, trust me, I think it's going to work. Well, we started off making $250, $300. Then the next year we went up, and the next year, and now we're doing pretty good.
So they're still making a donation to, right. The Charlotte Avenue YMCA, right. But they get like a sweet treat along with it. Mm-hmm. They get pancakes.
Oh, yeah, they got pancakes. We got sausage grits. We have homemade desserts that... you know, people bring in. So very fortunate that, you know, our members help support this a lot. They're always showing up. And when they say, when's the next one, then I know that it's working. So
do you have to be a Y member to be able to come to the breakfast? Okay, want everybody to know you can just come in and eat breakfast tomorrow.
Right. Yep. And what I asked Lamar, that money stays at Charlotte Ave. It doesn't go otherwise. And then we use it for the kids. You know, that was the whole point. I've seen it in the after school. Sometimes that's their snack for the day. Mm. I mean, that's it. And we've had a good connection with Elevation Church where they come in and help and bring stuff for these kids. So it works good.
So what we've learned is each YMCA branch will kind of do their own fundraising effort, and the money stays at that branch,
right.
And then you obviously get help from the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto, but this is like your own little, it's no different than like a individual school doing a fundraiser at their school,
right.
To raise funds for their school. This started about 7 or 8 years ago, and you were like, instead of just asking people to make a donation, which people will, and they've got big hearts, but if you're like, hey, let's maybe change it up a bit. Let's just say, still make the donation, and in return, you get a meal.
You get breakfast. Right.
And people love to celebrate over food.
Right. And we've got good sponsors. We got Sam's Club. We got Walmart on Cherry Road, Drums Tires. Starbucks gives us coffee. So, we upped it a little bit, so...
Skip, about how many pancakes do you make on these Fridays where you have breakfast?
I wish I could tell you, because sometimes this morning, a guy gave me a donation. He's not even going to eat. So it's just turned out more than I expected. And the thing that I like to do is make sure everything is going smooth. And we'll do a lot of to-go plates. You don't have time. Here's your plate, boom, 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 and then, you know, you can go. Thanks.
Enjoy your pancake.
Yeah.
We are learning about Skip's Pancake Breakfast. It's going to take place tomorrow, Friday, August the 1st, at the Charlotte Avenue YMCA from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And as you just heard, you do not need to be a YMCA member to participate, though you probably should be a YMCA member. YMCA is a big part of our DNA here in the Tri-County area. Adult plates are $6. Kids' plates are $3. They're going to also have homemade desserts on top of the pancakes for $3. Skip just mentioned you're going to have to-go boxes. So if you've got to eat on the run, totally fine. All the proceeds benefit the Charlotte Avenue YMCA child care programs. So Skip, let's dive into your batter. We were told to ask you, what is your secret?
Well, you
want it so good.
You want to make it so you don't overturn it, and then just be careful when you're cooking, so that when you see the bubbles starting to come up, and then you can flip it. If you flip it before then, it just gets runny, and then they don't want that. So.
And do you have one of those devices where you can push down the button and the mixture drops?
I don't. Okay. I don't care for those.
You just ladle it out the old school way.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. That means each pancake then is going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. Some might be a little thin. Some might be fluffy.
Right.
So it's unique.
But they're hot.
That's the key?
Yeah. Because I don't want to have a rubbery pancake and you're going to say, well, what is this? We're pretty good.
That's good.
Now, Skip, how do you take your pancake? Like, how would you put butter and syrup, or just syrup?
Yeah, the old,
okay.
Yeah.
The old school way.
Yeah.
That's how I like mine.
And so, but what about your batter? Like, is there something special with the concoction that you
make?
You
want to make it so it's not runny, and then you don't want to overcook it, overmix it, because then, you know, it doesn't fluff up the way I like them fluffy.
But are you just using Bisquick? Like just your regular?
It's similar to that. Okay. Yeah. We get it from Sam's Club, and it's good batter. We've always had good success. So.
And so you have like a hot plate you put it on? Like
a griddle.
Griddle. Okay. Yeah. And then how many?
I mean, I don't even really cook. You know? It's a griddle.
I was thinking of like a Blackstone. How many can you get on at a time?
Six
at a time.
Yeah.
So you blop, 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 blop.
Yeah.
And then you just pay close attention and
wait for the bubbles and flip.
And then, you know, flip. Have a conversation with people and then say, hold on, and flip them.
Yeah.
And then go back to the conversation and say, order up. That's how it goes.
Yeah. We'll have them in a chafing dish. So the chafing dish, we got sterno underneath. So it's always hot. That's what I tell. Now we have guest flippers.
Oh,
that
that's great.
Come from church or something, and because I'm running around sometimes. And
politicking, then, being the salesman. Yeah, you got to drum up support.
Well,
yeah,
I'm known to talk a lot. So. But we have two stations, not just one. Where there's two stations. So,
well, you really haven't, like, this has really grown over the 7-8 years.
Well,
I mean, are you up to, you think, the $1,000 range at this point or more?
Well, you're pretty close.
Okay, that's great.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you think it is now just part of like the culture over there at the Charlotte Avenue Y? Do you think it is the pancakes? Do you think people are exercising and they just don't have time sometimes to eat breakfast, so this forces them to do it? Why has this caught on so much over the years?
I think because, we have really good members, and they come back. And then the second thing is, I have volunteers, you know, they come in, they want to help, and it's not so tough cooking, it's when you got to clean up.
Yeah,
it takes a little, you know, you're over there, you're moving, you're cooking and everything, and all of a sudden, oh, I got to clean up.
That's
Lamar,
not the fun part.
Lamar wants it clean.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's part of our thing, you know, that they know when I put my signs up, that money's gonna stay there, and that was the most important thing to me.
Do you do this about what, 4 times a year?
3 to 4.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing your YMCA shirt, and your shirt says "Reaching Our Potential."
Yeah.
The Y is a better us. It's well said.
Well, I've been there a few years, and I just think it's a great place.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you know, people think all you got to do is do the weights and everything. There's so much, the pickleball is taking off like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's like on Sunday afternoons, that parking lot's full. Mm-hmm. Pickleball.
Yeah, and you go there and you always see somebody you know. It is. Yeah. It's like a culture. It's a camaraderie. And so we're
part
lucky
of the community
to have it here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go and check out Skip's Pancake Breakfast tomorrow, Friday, August the 1st, at the Charlotte Avenue YMCA right here in Rock Hill from 7 to 10. And you'll start prepping today, right, Skip?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be there waiting.
You come in there at 7, the pancakes will be – there's a line that I use, okay? Don't skip the pancakes.
Like all it. Right. That's okay. Perfect.
Okay.
We'll go out on that note. It is 7:21 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 74 degrees.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continuing to get the all clear on our Thursday morning commute. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry.